At their January 22nd board meeting, the Pocahontas County Board of Education approved a contract with Taylor Construction and Trucking, LLC, for the completion of renovations at the newly purchased building, the former Hideaway Inn in Buckeye, which will become the new Board of Education office. This $47,610 contract is divided into two phases. Phase 1 is scheduled to be completed by March the 15th, and Phase 2 by June the 1st. The contract requires that the contractor maintain insurance coverage and post a performance bond. In his superintendent's report, Mr. Beam says he has a meeting scheduled with Kathy D'Antoni, the West Virginia Department of Education CTE director, to discuss the CTE needs at PCHS. Mr. Beam said he will be attending a RESA meeting at the end of the month. The RESAs are scheduled to be replaced by the Educational Service Cooperative, or ESC, on June 1st, which hopefully will provide the same services. Mr. Beam announced that this spring they will be filing with the School Building Authority, or SBA, for another major improvement project similar to the one they received for the high school last year. This one will be for up to $1 million for repairs at the Green Bank Elementary Middle School. Mr. Beam said he has given a lot of thought recently about the future of Marlington Elementary School and just how important it is to the town of Marlington to retain a school within the town limits. He cited the struggle occurring in Richwood over the proposed closing of Richwood High School and how upset Richwood residents are about losing their identity as a community if they lose that school. Beam says he now realizes that Marlington residents feel the same way about possibly losing Marlington Elementary School, and that may have been one of the reasons the last levy vote failed. Mr. Beam explains his thoughts on this.
The point is, the people here want a school here, and we need to try to do that if we can. Now, no matter how you do it, it's going to cost money. But I think that there are some ways that we can do this. We can let the public decide how bad do they want to keep a school without putting all of the burden on them, and also give them some options. If the board wants me to pursue this, and if the mayor thinks it's a good idea, then I would ask the mayor to share our thoughts, mine and his, together with the city council. Maybe we would need to go in front of the county commission, do the same thing, but more importantly, get out and talk to the civic groups and let them know what we're thinking. But there has to be buy-in from the community. Like I said, I think if there's a will, there's a way, and we're going to see if there's a way we can do this.
The board members seem to support this idea. Emery Grimes said that the Board of Education is also a part of the community and must take into account its community responsibilities if financially feasible. Board member Joe Walker said it is a social responsibility if it is financially feasible for the board to do this. Hunter Wilfong, the student representative, delivered his report to the board in which he related the latest PCHS basketball results and schedules and mentioned that the carpentry class would be removing the bar from the new board office and bringing it back to PCHS. That Mr. Berry's class would be hearing from Dolores Cutlip about flowers and flower arrangements while the carpentry class has completed an off-site project. In addition to approving the usual financial transactions, the board approved the fifth grade class from Hillsboro Elementary School for a field trip to Washington, D.C. in May. They also approved a short professional and service personnel agenda, which can be found with this story on our website, AlleghenyMountainRadio.org. The meeting concluded with an executive session on a personnel matter on which no formal action would be taken during this meeting. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.